Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
We'll get into more social media responses in a little bit, but I want to go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and bring in John Isner. He is a former pro tennis player, six-time champion of the Atlanta Open. John, appreciate you joining me here tonight. How you doing this evening?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doing very well. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We're going to go all over the place with this interview, because I've never spoken with you. I'm a huge tennis fan. I have been for years. And so there's just some random things I'm interested in. But certainly we got to speak about the Atlanta Open, because I drive by Atlantic Station every day on my way to work. And like 2 weeks ago, I saw them with the lights and stuff. And I was wondering, like, man, is it already Atlanta Open time? And certainly they've continued to build on that. You're starting to see the beginning stages of the grandstand there.
Yep.
And for you, this is going to be the final edition of the Atlanta Open because of some changes on tour. Is there any emotions for you as a six-time winner of this thing coming up and being a participant? And we'll get more into what you're doing specifically in a little bit. But just any emotions for you knowing that this is the final edition of this great tournament?
Certainly. It's bittersweet to see the tournament go, and it's an unfortunate byproduct of the landscape of the ATP were changing. You have to be a real avid tennis fan to know that the Masters Series events, the Masters 1000 events, are all going to 12-day events now. So the Canadian Masters and the Cincinnati tournament, which are, you know, happen every single year. Those, instead of their traditional 7-day events, they're going to 12-day events. So that is squeezing the schedule on the ATP tour. And Atlanta was just in a bad spot with all of these changes. So that's why it's going. It's certainly not for lack of enthusiasm in the town. The tournament has always been so well supported. And there's a reason why it's been in Atlanta for 15 years now. So it's sad to see it go. But look, for me personally, definitely created some incredible memories in the tournament. And I think the fans have seen a lot of awesome tennis over the years.
They really have. And that's what's impressed me the most, to be honest here, John, is the quality of player that they've been able to draw in year after year for this tournament. And it's no different this year. Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe are going to be joining. Yep. I mean, just how significant is it that in these tournaments you're able to get players like that, whether they're American or not? I know Shapovalov is going to be mm-hmm. in here as well, but to get that degree of player into this tournament really helps keep the fan interest incredibly high. And the tournament staff has done an incredible job of that year after year after year.
Yeah, they have. And look, at any tournaments in the U.S., like apart from the Masters Series events, which I mentioned, which are mandatory events, it's very vital to get the best American players to play your tournament. And this year especially, because it's an Olympics year. The Atlanta tournament is going to be going up against the Olympics. So not all of our guys are going to be in Paris playing, but certainly a handful of them are. But, you know, luckily for Atlanta, for the tournament, for the fans, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe are staying home. They want to play on the hard courts in Atlanta and, you know, and get their U.S. Open swing off to a good start. So, as I said, very important to get those top American players to play tournaments like Atlanta. And I think that's going to drive a lot of enthusiasm for the tournament in this next month when it gets kicked off.
John Isner joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're going to get to some of the legendary matches that you've had at Wimbledon in a little bit. But six-time winner of the Atlanta Open, and he's going to be partaking in the Monday's Champions Challenge. That's going to be a doubles match involving the Bryan brothers. For those of you who maybe aren't huge tennis fans, go to the Wikipedia page of the Bryan brothers. Look at the accomplishments those two guys have done over the years at majors. But also Andy Roddick is going to be involved there. Can you talk about maybe just what's your tennis game like now and what can you bring to the court in a couple weeks?
That's a good question. Look, my tennis game certainly isn't as good as it was a few years ago. I don't play as much. I don't train as hard as I used to. But look, I keep myself in good shape and I still love the sport. So I still play a decent amount, obviously not as much as I used to, as I said, but, you know, getting out there in a competitive, you know, match, you know, granted it's doubles, but getting to play with Andy Roddick, you know, the last American to win a Grand Slam, former world number one, that's a pretty big deal. And going up against the greatest doubles team of all time, like, I actually think it's going to be a really good match. I think Andy and I are going to win. Because I always like two singles players that go up against the pure doubles guys, but we'll see what happens on the court. But for me to get back and to be able to get on that court one more time will be very special for me. Look, I never have missed an edition of the Atlanta Open since its infancy in 2010. And I couldn't quite make it through the finish line as a pure player, but just being able to get back on that court on Monday night is going to be pretty cool for me.
Well, look, you obviously were a great server. Andy Roddick would ramp it up at times. Who's got more steam on that serve nowadays?
I've been speaking to Andy a little bit. I think I do, only because he told me that I do. He says the shoulder is not nearly as, I guess, bionic as it used to be. He used to come out and practice and warm up, and then his first serve out of the chute was like 135 miles an hour. I could never understand how he could pull that off. For me, I'd have to gradually warm up my shoulder, then eventually I can, you know, start popping it. But he always had this super elastic shoulder. I think it lost some of that over the years. Like, he's been retired since 2012 or 13, so it's been a really, really long time for him. But look, he's another guy who's very passionate about the game. He still plays a lot, and we're going to have a lot of fun out there on Monday night.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's John Isner, who's a six-time winner of the Atlanta Open, talking about the tournament that's going to be held right there at Atlantic Station. If you're ever driving through Midtown, you've seen it starting to be built and can't wait to see how it looks when it is completed. It's going to be in just about a month, a little under a month, July 20th to the 28th. And again, Shapovalov, along with Ben Shelton and Tiafoe, among the top candidates and players who are going to be involved with that. So another strong field as well. I want to move away from Atlanta here for just a moment, John, and ask you about a couple of different things. Roger Federer's gone. Rafa Nadal's probably close. We saw the early exit. I know he's got the Olympics coming up. Who knows what's going to go on after that. Djokovic just had the knee injury. I know he's going to try and get ready for the Olympics, but I'm sure the clock is ticking on him as well. And so we don't know how much he's got left. I know he's a little bit younger than Rafa and Roger.
Yeah.
But I got to say, man, like as a tennis fan on both the men's and women's side, it doesn't feel like when Tiger Woods left golf. It feels like this game is in a great position with so many young guys and gals. This new class of top contenders, which obviously TFO started to creep up there, as has Ben Shelton. But, you know, you look at Yannick Sinner, you look at Carlos Alcaraz leading the way. It's a really strong group to keep tennis alive right now.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, When this conversation happened about, you know, 5 years ago, when of course Roger, Rafa, and Novak were still dominating, the conversation would be like, well, what's tennis going to be like, you know, when the big three aren't playing anymore, or when all three of them aren't playing at the same time? And there was a lot of unknowns there. But luckily for our sport, you have a couple of wonder kids come along, and of course Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner, the world number one right now. And they are, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere anytime soon. They're going to be at the top of the game for a long, long time. They're incredible games to watch. They're so fun and athletic to just, I guess, for one, play against and to watch on TV. So, look, tennis is in really, really good shape on the men's side, even when all three of these players have officially hung up their racket. So there were some question marks, as I mentioned a few years ago, but I think they've been answered.
A couple more minutes here with John Isner, legendary tennis player. He's going to be taking part again in the Atlanta Open, the final edition. He's a six-time winner, but this year just part of the Monday's Champions Challenge, a doubles match against the Bryan brothers. And John's going to be pairing with, of course, another legendary American in Andy Roddick. I'm sure you've been asked this a bunch. We're just past the anniversary of your match with Nicholas Mayhut in 2010. And I'm sure you've been asked about that a lot. I'm actually going a different direction with you on this, but in 2018 against Kevin Anderson at Wimbledon, when you got to like 2020 in that final set, like, were you having flashbacks? What was going through your mind? And like in that moment, did you feel you actually had an advantage because of the match with Mayhut 8 years earlier?
No, I wouldn't say I feel like I had an advantage. And I will say I didn't, you're right. I didn't know where this question was going. I thought you were just going to stick to the match of 2010. But look, I didn't really know. But I just said we got – for me, I had my chance in that semifinal to finish it in the fourth set and wasn't able to get it done. You know, we had – in the fifth set, we were both just serving so big, and on a grass court, it's tough to break. I mean, Kevin beat Roger Federer in the quarterfinals in five sets the round before, and I don't – know that he lost his serve that whole match. So it was just a very tough break. And eventually he got me there at the end. That was a tough pill for me to swallow, knowing that I was really, really close to making a Wimbledon final and giving myself a chance to win a Grand Slam. But, you know, I've had some great memories at Wimbledon. The 2010 match, which everyone knows about, 14 years ago, it happened yesterday. I wouldn't say they were great memories. It was more kind of nightmarish being a part of that match, but just apart from 2010, just being able to play that tournament year after year and having that good run in 2018 are moments I'll never forget, and something you can't replicate, there's no doubt, when you're not playing anymore. So I certainly miss competing on a stage like Wimbledon.
John Isner, just two more questions for you. Again, he's going to be taking part in the Monday's Champions Challenge. They've also got a Sunday showdown that's going to be involving Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens. So, look, a couple of great matches to start things off at the Atlanta Open on July 1st and July 2nd. And again, Isner is going to be joined by Roddick taking on the Bryan brothers. Did you see the movie Challengers? And what were your thoughts on the performances of the actors and actresses playing tennis?
I wish I could answer that. I have not
seen it. You didn't see it?
I do. The only thing I know is that apparently I was a good part of that movie. There were some posters of me in the background. Everyone told me about, like, on two or three different occasions, but I have not seen it.
Have you been told how big of a role the Cincinnati Open might have played in that film?
Yeah, exactly. They filmed a lot. That's what I heard. Look, it's like, for a professional tennis player, I mean, probably seeing how they, you know, how they're portraying the players on the court, I probably wouldn't appreciate it too much. I mean, it's hard to replicate, you know, professional strokes out there, but I guess in what it has done is, you know, I guess attracted some eyeballs to our sport a little bit more. But look, I haven't seen it, and I wouldn't say it's on my list of movies to see right now either. So maybe it could be a good airplane movie if I got a long flight ahead of me.
It was shot very interestingly. I'll tell you this: I thought it was better than Wimbledon way back when that movie came out.
That was shocking.
Yeah. So there you go. Final question, and I'm absolutely 100% going to judge you based on your answer. You play pickleball?
I do, but I don't, like, you know, I'll play recreationally here and there. I have some buddies that do it full time. I mean, Sam Querrey, Jack Sock, and guys that have played the Atlanta tournament a bunch of times. Like, but for me, like, I don't love the sport that much. I like it. But, you know, at almost 40 years old and as big as I am and at the family that I have, I don't really have time to devote to pickleball, a sport that I really don't love that much. I mean, I do like it for sure, but tennis, of course, is the king of all racket sports. But I'll play recreationally here or there. I'm pretty good at it, but that's about it.
All right, fair enough. Again, it is the Atlanta Open. July 21st is when it starts. John Isner, part of the Monday Champions Challenge. Thanks so much for joining us here in Atlanta, John. Really appreciate it, getting to chat a little tennis with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Again, thanks for having me on.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.